Blog Talk Radio.
Forever. We praise you and glorify your name, giving you
spirit in our day. We pray new help through the gospel brought by Jesus Christ. May your name be kept holy, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's bring on some people. Let's see who we have. I think we got Pastor Leroy. Is Pastor Leroy?
Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. How you doing, Pastor Penn?
I'm doing great, Pastor Leroy. Yeah, unfortunately, Kent is not going to be joining us today.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, man. I kind of apologize to Pastor Kent. You know, I don't know if he's listening to the show or not, but let me say this to you, Pastor Kent. Him and I have done some shows. You all right over there?
Are you what?
Are you okay, Pastor Kent?
Yeah, Pastor Kent's not feeling well. Him and his wife are sick, he says.
No, I'm talking about you. You're coughing over there. Are you okay?
Oh, I got my COPD. Yeah, I'm okay.
No, okay, good. So, yeah, I want to say this to Pastor Kent if he's listening. You know, him and I did a lot of shows together, and I really hope that he comes back to this show so we can try to make amends. He said some bad things in Discord chat, and, you know, I'm just going to let it go because, you know, I like him as a person, and I would like him to stay on the show. I hope he comes back. I hope everything's okay with him.
Yeah, me too. He just said he's not feeling, him and the wife are not feeling well. He's not going to come on today. He said he'd get in touch with me later on in the week. So he may not be on Monday either, you know, tomorrow. He may not, so I don't know.
Okay, we're in my sermon today. I did a sermon this morning at my Baptist church for about 20 minutes. And hallelujah, it was a great sermon. I got to tell you, the people were up and dancing today, man. And I'll tell you why, because it's football season. And in my church, we mention football season because we just love our football and we love our basketball. So
amen.
It was a great day today. It was rocking and rolling in my church, man. And it's a beautiful evening here. And life is great, and I'm having a drink.
Okay, all right. I don't drink, so I used to drink, but I don't drink anymore. So I haven't had an alcoholic beverage in I don't know years.
Why is that? Are you a recovering alcoholic?
No, I just gave up drinking. I was addicted to drugs at one time. Okay,
but do you smoke cigarettes or do you smoke, you know, marijuana?
No, I smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't smoke marijuana at all.
Now let me say this to you, Pastor Ken. You know, I'm saying this because I care for you. All right, you got COPD. My mother, God rest her soul. My mother was a smoker for over 50 years, man. She smoked Viceroy cigarettes. You remember Viceroy?
Sure do. I used to smoke them.
Okay, well, she smoked for over 50 years and caught COPD when she was in her 60s. The poor woman was on an oxygen machine for the last 14 years of her life. She died at 74 years old because of cigarettes, man. Now, I don't smoke cigarettes, personally. I smoke the other stuff. I smoke the good stuff. But let me say this. I don't smoke it all the time. And I quit smoking cigarettes back when I was in my 20s. But I care about you, Pastor Ken. Maybe you should consider getting rid of those cigarettes. What do you think, man?
Well, yeah, I've been cutting back on them. I have. I have cut back on a lot. I used to smoke quite a bit. And now I'm not smoking as much. I'm trying to quit.
Well, hallelujah. I hope you do, man, because I want you around for a while. How old are you, Pastor Ken? You're like 60, right?
Yeah, I'm 60. Yeah.
You're 60. Okay, so you're my age. So you understand our bodies aren't what they used to be, man. Back when back in the days when I was in the clink, man, I tell you, I did a lot of bad things back then in prison, but as I get older, you know, looking back at those days, I couldn't do them today. Too old for that shit, man.
Yeah, I can't do half of what I used to do, okay? Yep, I'm an old man. Yep. Let me bring on some callers here. I got 111. Okay, let me see who we got here. Who we got in 111? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who do I have?
This is Ken Smith. Sorry about that.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. How's everybody doing tonight? Pastor Kent's not with us tonight.
Yeah, he's not with us. He's not feeling well. So.
Well, he's off the rails yet.
Calm down.
What's that?
So what?
Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent gets a little too crazy, man.
Yeah, he
can be a little high strung.
Yeah, he's a little angry, though. It's kind of, the show is kind of unbecoming of a pastor, but I'm going to let that go.
Yeah. We need to forgive and forget. Like it was a yesterday thing, and Hopefully, he'll rejoin us, okay, soon. When I don't know, but you know, hopefully it's soon. Let me bring on another call here. 111.
Hello.
You're on here.
Sorry.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm here to tell you about the garden. I squashed the beef between me and Kenny.
Okay.
That was quick.
That was unusual. Okay. Well, he dropped. Okay. I guess he wanted to come in and say hello. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get into the message tonight. It's titled, The Fullness of Joy. Okay? As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. You see, God longs to fill us with the joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make us children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share his unending joy to a world without hope. So may you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of your Father this week. By the grace of God, we have beautiful inheritance of eternal and tangible relationship with our Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 16, verse 5 and 6 says, "The Lord is my chosen portion, and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. And later in verse 11, David writes, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So God has designated the beautiful inheritance of his presence for us. Israel knew what it was to center their gatherings around the presence of God. His presence guided them through the wilderness. His presence won battles for them. His presence was powerful in the holies of holies. God's presence was a sign that he was with them and for them. And in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11 tells us that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. So imagine what the fullness of joy looks and feels like. What would it be like to have a real encounter with the fullness of joy today? In the fullness of joy, there is no sorrow, worry, doubt, or fear. In the fullness of joy, there is abundant life, peace, freedom, and love. Psalms 43, verse 4 says, that I will go to the altar of God, to my God, and my exceeding joy. So consistently encountering the presence of our Heavenly Father is the sole source of exceeding joy on this earth. Only spending time going to his altar will we experience the joy that is our portion. Only in the presence will the joy of the Lord truly become our strength. Heavenly joy is an essential element to the Christian life. Joy isn't something we are created to live without. It isn't a pursuit secondary to other pursuits. Heavenly joy is a cornerstone on which we live our lives that reflect the goodness of grace, love, and reality of our Heavenly Father. So joy is meant to be the mouthpiece by which we declare how wonderful a relationship with God truly is. In his book, In Our Joy, John Piper writes, but when God gives a radical change of new birth and repentance, Jesus himself becomes our supreme treasure. So choose the better portion today of spending time encountering the fullness of joy that can only be found in the presence of God. Allow God to bring a radical change of new birth and repentance that positions Christ as your supreme treasure. And pursue heavenly joy today that you might demonstrate the surpassing kindness of your Heavenly Father to a world that is desperately seeking what can only be found in a restored relationship with him. So meditate on the fullness of joy available in the presence of God. Allow the scriptures to stir up the desire to counter the joy of the Lord today. Ask the Lord to reveal his nearness. God is near, far from you. His presence is with you. He longs to make himself known. Simply rest in the truth of his nearness and allow him to reveal himself to you. Psalm chapter 84, verse 3, even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. So ask God to guide you in the fullness of joy available in his presence. Ask him to fill you with abundant joy that you might live today declaring the good news to the world around you. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that may have life and have it abundantly. In John chapter 17, verse 13, but know I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. In John chapter 15, verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that may joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. So I pray that the bride of Christ, we know, we would grow in our knowledge of his nearness. I pray that we would walk in the fullness of a relationship with our Heavenly Father, available to us on the earth. I pray that we would grow in our reflections of God's goodness to a world that longs to know him. So may you pursue the presence of God with greater fervor. As you go throughout your day, may you experience his nearness and live your life with joy of the Lord is your strength. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 16, and that brings this devotional more to life for you. Amen. Well, if you don't know Christ, you can get to know him today, okay? He's out there waiting for you. Okay, he knows you're a sinner, and that you can't help it, okay? So if you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, okay, you can simply do so by saying this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knock upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once more for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you as a family of God. We want to say that the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you send this prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. And when you do, you can come on live and let us know that you accepted the world. You accept the Savior as your Lord, and tell everybody and jump up and down and shout that you've done so. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get some more callers here. What happened, Pastor Rubio? Ken needs to get a microphone. I got a microphone. Is it working? Maybe it's not. I don't know. I do this show by calling in. Maybe that's why it doesn't go through my microphone. It only goes through the phone. I don't know. Well, it's okay. One. Okay. Let's bring on Cobra Jeff. This is our Cobra Jeff here. Okay. Let's see. Cobra Jeff, is that you?
It is me, my lord. It is Cobra Jeff. How you doing, Kenny?
All right. How you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. It's a beautiful, wonderful, rainy Sunday out, but happy to be kicking and breathing, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You going to go watch the Cowboys tonight?
I am going to watch the Cowboys, and it's like 2 hours away. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch them destroy that cheating Tom Brady, you know? Because anybody from Boston is annoying and a cheater. I mean, we all know a heavy-set Italian man who's a resident of Boston and is a cheater. So anybody from Boston, you know, not good people. So, no Pastor Kent tonight?
No Pastor Kent tonight. He didn't call in. Neither did Pastor Leroy was here, but he I guess he hung up. Pastor Bill hasn't called in yet.
Oh, it's a quiet show tonight, Kenny. I mean, that's no good. Well, I wanted to call, and I know he's not on tonight, but I'd like to say something to Pastor Kenny. And I hope he's listening or he will listen to the replay. Pastor Kent, I would like to offer a deep apology. This is me being for real, no strings attached. I would like to make amends with you. You don't have to – I would hope you accept my apology, being that you preach the Word of God and you say in your sermon many times that forgiveness is the key. I hope that you can forgive me. I've tried posting and saying that I'm sorry and I'll stop, and I just hope you will accept my apology. You don't have to forgive me, but, just throwing it out there.
I don't know if he's listening. I don't think he's even listening, to tell you the truth.
I would assume he should. I mean, it's his part. It's part of his show. He should be listening.
Well, no, he said he was sick, and him and his wife were sick, and his wife needs him, and he was going to go back to bed.
I see. Well, like I said, I just wanted to be the bigger man and offer my apology. I don't want him to leave the community or anything like that, and I don't want to be a, excuse my language, a son of a bitch. So I'd like to offer my apology and move on from this little incident. No strings attached.
Amen.
And, who's on the line?
We got Pants Oiler here with us tonight. Let me see, we got some callers here from 111. Hello, 111, you on here?
I think that gentleman is departing.
Hello, what are you on here? Okay. Let's try another 111. You on here?
Hello. Is this Pastor Ken Fishman?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Pastor Ken, do you have Pastor Veal's private phone number? I want to call him. He sounds sexy. Do you know if he's single?
That's on that caller. That is
no, he's married. He's married.
Well, can you still give me his private number? I want to have sex with him.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Jenna James?
I don't have his private number.
Well, do you have Pastor Ken's private number so I can call him? He has a sexy voice, too.
Oh, my.
No, I don't have his number either.
I want him to come inside my hairy bussy. Not pussy, bussy with a B.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what a bussy is, Pastor Ken?
No.
It's like a pussy, but it's in the rectum of a man. So when I say I want Pastor Veal's pussy, it means I want to fuck him in the ass.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So do you think you can give me Pastor Kent's private phone number so I can call him, or Pastor Veal's private phone number so I can call him and have phone sex or Skype sex with them like you and Rico used to do back in the day?
we never had Skype sex.
Caller, you need Jesus.
Amen.
Well, look, I'm gonna go jack off now. So I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Okay. God bless you. All right. Let's do we got another 111? Hello, you on the air? Well, I don't know. Nobody's on the air, Cobra Jeff. Who wants to come on?
I got a question for you. See if you can help me out with some advice here, buddy. What do you think the Lord would say about me dating a best friend of my ex? Like, I mean, when I tell you a best friend, like, they are/were besties. Like, they did everything together. Is that something the Lord would forgive me for, or is that something he would frown upon?
Well, you know, I mean, no, I don't think the Lord would frown upon it, but I don't think it would be a healthy decision for you, okay, since they were best friends.
My ex gave the blessing to, though. My ex said it. She was totally okay with it.
Your ex says she would be totally okay if you ran out of her?
Yeah, my ex says it's totally okay for me to talk/fornicate with her best friend. Absolutely. No bullshit.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's up to you, Jeff. Okay, I can't tell you what to do on it, okay? However, I would pray on it, and, you know, if God tells you to do it, then go for it.
You know, I look at it like if I, like, knock her up, that means I can have kids from both of them. And then maybe someday I could be, like, the sister wives and, like, marry them both and have two, you know, both of them as, like, my wives. Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Oh yeah.
Can I be like polygamy there?
I mean, we've all had threesomes together before, so it's not like it's not out of the ordinary.
No. In Solomon days and David's days, they had multiple wives.
I mean, I think it's totally okay. I mean, it's shit. Why not? You know, would Jesus forgive me if I sent a video to my ex of me banging her best friend saying, this could have been you? Would that be inappropriate or...
That might be inappropriate to do. You know.
Okay, I'll hold off on that one then. I mean, I just think that'd be pretty hot.
Well, I want to jump in here real quick on that question about your girlfriend or your wife giving you permission to look elsewhere for sexual needs and gratifications.
You're misunderstanding. It's my ex. It's my ex baby mama. We're not together anymore. We have not been together for a year.
Oh, so what difference does it make what she thinks anyway?
Because it's her best friend.
That so? Y'all aren't together.
But it's more of a respect thing. I mean, you have to realize we share a child together. So it's not like it's not.
Kiss, kiss. If your ex's best friend wants to have sex with you, she is showing no respect for her supposed best friend. So, right there,
well,
and then we've cut the respect line.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not, Tony F., I'm not going to lie. You know, when my ex and I were together, I did cheat on my ex, and I did cheat on her with her best friend. Tony, at least I'm being, you know, I have a past, just like we all have a past. I was not a role model. I mean, you remember I told most of you guys multiple times I was in the strip club industry, and, you know, I have a very dark past. So, of course, I was running around banging anything on two legs. So, but I put all that behind me when my daughter was born.
And then you separated from your ex?
A couple of years after, yes. Yes. Couple of years.
So now you want to go back. So now you want to go back to being a horn dog.
No, you're misunderstanding. I've been separated from my ex for over a year, about a year and a half, and I have been with no one. I have not been with anybody, and I haven't even slept with anybody else. I really haven't.
So now you think you think the best way to go back into this is by screwing your ex's best friend?
Well, her and I have a past, and I generally do care for her. And my daughter looks at her as a second mother as it is. So I look at things
This makes a really good image for your daughter to see you bounce from her mother to her best friend and back and forth and back and forth. Well, that's a very good image for a growing girl.
But, Tony, I haven't bounced. It's been a year and a half, and her father has been by himself for a year and a half. I have not been with another woman since. I have not.
The woman that you're going to start, that you want to start doing, is somebody who's in your daughter's life.
Correct.
So your daughter's gonna see that.
Okay, which I understand, but my daughter already loves her to pieces. Do you understand what I'm saying? She already looks at her as a second mother.
Okay. So let's say this woman that your daughter sees as a mother, you start dating her, you start having sex, and then 6 months down the line you decide, okay, well, this bitch is crazy, I'm not going here, and you break up. Well, now you've got a daughter who's minusing somebody in her life simply because you couldn't keep your dick in your pants.
I get what you're saying, Tony, but I think I've been, like I said, I have been.
I'm just saying, don't shit where you eat. No, I'm just saying, don't shit where you eat. Plain and simple.
I totally get what you're saying, but part of me thinks it would be easier to do this than, hey, say, go find some random chick, start dating her, and have the same thing happen or something like that, and have to bring another woman in.
So the best friend's just an easy piece.
Well, she was easy back in the day, absolutely. But
right,
you
don't have to work at this. You don't have to be charming. You don't have to be cute. You can just fall over for a piece of pussy. Now, that is a completely different situation.
Tony, let me tell you something right now. I am cute. Let me tell you. I'm generally cute. I don't have to work hard to do that. I just generally am cute.
Then you shouldn't have problems finding new people to date.
I haven't. I've had multiple opportunities to date new people, but I have
okay,
chosen
so why go
not
date somebody
date
that your daughter is emotionally connected to?
Because I think
it
is easier.
It either makes you non-caring or stupid, one of the two. I'm not sure which exactly.
I guess this is like going down, I think, the wrong path. I thought this would be a good idea. Like it's someone that she's already emotionally connected to, exactly, so it'd be an easy transition.
Until you get into an argument or a fight and you stop that relationship, then your daughter's the one who's caught in the middle.
Right.
After that, I stay single because I'll be honest with you. I've been good. After my breakup, a year and a half, I was by myself. I don't need anybody.
Then you should stay by yourself. If you called in here for advice, then you should stay by yourself. That is our advice.
Okay. This isn't me being a smartass. I'm asking a legitimate question. And other colors. Pants Soiler, you're on the line. Pants Soiler is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years now. And he has met and talked to my ex-girlfriend many, many times. And he knows my whole situation. So he knows I'm being genuine here. He really does. He's talked to my daughter. He's one of the only people I actually let talk to my children. So he knows how genuine I'm being with this question. This is not me being a smartass.
My answer wasn't being a smartass. It's the wrong thing to do. You play with too many emotions in one area. You're playing with the emotions of your daughter. You're playing with the emotions of your ex, who may say that she's very content to let you do whatever you want to do. But as a woman, deep down inside, I'm telling you she's lying. She will be affected emotionally by what you do, as well as this other woman that you plan on having sex with. That's three lives that you're affecting emotionally just by what's behind your zipper.
If I have any feelings left for my ex and ever want a future, maybe in the future with her, maybe I should just not do this. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. Now you're thinking with the big head. There you go.
All right.
Do we have any
more
callers?
It was a legitimate question.
No.
And I hope we helped you.
Yeah.
I hope you... It was actually a legitimate from the heart question, you know, that I needed help with.
And I gave you a legitimate from the heart answer. I do not think you should fuck with anybody's emotions.
I was not a smart ass to you by any means. You know, I listened and I greatly appreciate it. Anybody else, I would have, you know, went off on. But.
Oh, wait, we do have some cars. Hey, I mean, bring on, 111.
Oh, Lord, we know where that's headed.
Hey, this is Mississippi Mike. How's it going, Tony F?
Going fine, Mississippi Mark. How's it going with you?
It's going good. See, I miss Pastor Kent on this show so much. I thought, as the other caller said, he had a good voice. I don't find it sexy by any standard, but I think he is a masculine energy. When he yelled at Jeff yesterday, I thought that was really, really cool.
Oh. Caller, that's not a...
Well, we do apologize for the tirades of Pastor Kent yesterday. It is very unpastorly to lose your cool with another pastor or a congregant, for that matter. There was no need for his behavior yesterday, and God's Rainbow Ministries is appalled at his behavior.
Oh, you know, oh, boy. He called Pastor Veal some slurs. He called him the N-word in a private chat, and he said
that podcast was not part of this show, so we really don't care what Kent says about people on other podcasts. I only worry about what is said on God's Rainbow Ministries.
Well, I'm just worried that Pastor Veal is not going to stop calling in again. He's a good pastor.
Well, I believe that Veal will call in again. Veal, it's in Veal's nature to call God's Rainbow Ministries.
Yeah.
He can't help it. He will be back. He may be gone today. He may have business, whatever. But don't worry. Veal will be back, and he'll be tossing those nasty ropes and whatnot. So don't worry your little head about it. And do you have a question we can help you with? If not, do we have any more callers?
No, we have no more callers.
I have a question.
All righty, well,
I've
ask
got
away.
Question.
Well,
I've
ask.
Got a question.
Ask.
Would you ever have sex with Pastor Kent Hopper?
No, I would never have sex with Pastor Kent Hopper.
Not even out of spite?
Not even out of spite. That's the worst kind of sex to have.
You are like really rude.
Do what?
Do you not think he's sexy?
Not at all.
Well, I guess we're all entitled to our own opinions.
I guess we are. If you're attracted to him, then maybe you should contact him on a personal line and talk to him. Maybe there's something y'all can do together. Never know till you try.
Well, I'll talk to you later, Mr. Tony.
Well, bye, Mississippi Mike. I'll talk to you on the backside.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we got a caller from 210.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, let's bring him on.
Grover.
This Grover?
Hello. It's Grover. Why?
Could it be
hey, Grover?
Grover. Could it be Grover?
Yeah, this is Grover Washington. I'm at Haven for Hope. I got a comment about that Mississippi Mike guy. I believe he's trying to imitate my voice.
I ain't trying to imitate shit, you rat bastard. I'm just from the South like you. You better shut your fucking hole.
Don't be talking. Don't talk like that in front of the pastors. Pastor
I know,
Tony
guys. That's not the kind of conference kind of words y'all should be using.
I'll come down to San Antonio, and Kent will be on my side. He'll back me up like he did in the military days. He'll box you.
What
I don't have time for what
did he say?
I'm driving.
He's gonna cook
Uber.
On a
I gotta go drive an Uber. I gotta go.
Okay,
I gotta go
well, you
gotta
drive your Uber.
Uber.
You drive your Uber. Wear your mask and be careful. Don't get that monkey pox because you know it's out there. Oh, especially a monkey haven of hope.
I don't take it up the old poop chute.
Yeah, but you should sure try to give it, you little freak.
No. And unless I could get it from getting a complimentary blowjob from Pastor Ken. I could get it that way, maybe.
That's just gross.
It's his dick, not mine.
What? You want to suck his? That's not nice. Please just disconnect him. That nastiness is not needed here.
Yes,
wait, you're
wrong. Get ready to end the show anyway.
You're getting
No more blowjobs.
How much do I got to pay you to give me a blowjob?
No blowjobs. Okay. Well, thank you, night, everybody. God bless.
What about
Paul? Okay, it's been an interesting show. Okay, hopefully tomorrow we'll have Pastor Bill and Pastor Ken on, Pastor Leroy on. We'll have a full panel show again. Well, anyway, until then, see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, y'all.
And this is Tony Ferrar, Tony F., saying thank you, fuck you, and good night. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hello, motherfucker.